life insurance policy. Funeral. Funeral home. Eulogy. Obituary. Funeral home director. Death certificate. A tombstone. Grave. All those things have something in common. You probably have already figured it out. What they all have in common has to do with passing away, death, dying. And I know that when talking and speaking about death and dying is not something that excites you. It's something that I would assume that most of us try to take and push away in the back of our minds. I'm quite sure you don't wake up every morning and think about, you know, one of these days I'm going to die. And most of the people that live on planet Earth don't even think about it. They try to keep pushing away and pushing away. But eventually, one day, we all will have to travel that path and go down that road. You know, in Hebrews 9:27, there's a lot of lessons that can be taught from that. One thing it reminds me of is that one day I know that I'm going to die and you're going to die and we all shall pass away one day. When you look at Genesis 3, chapter 19, Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, speaks of going back to the dust. When you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 7, the writer starts off at verse number 1. He says, remember thy creator and thy youth. And he goes on, he talks about getting older and getting older. And then right about verse number 7, he begins to talk about dying, going back to the dust and spirit, going back unto God. Throughout the Bible, we are reminded that eventually, one day, so physical body will pass away. Therefore, considering this, we ought to be making some plans. And when I say planning for dying, I usually someone would think about, well, you know, I need to get my will. Make sure I'm leaving everything to the right people and to those that I want to have it. Sometimes people think about, well, you know, I need to make sure I pick out my plot where I want to be buried at. I make sure that they know what city and town to bury me at. And there's nothing wrong with having a will. There's nothing wrong with making plans, having a plot, and having a city in which you want to be buried in. Nothing wrong with that. That's a good organization. But that's not the planning for dying or for death that I'm talking about this evening. The planning for dying or planning to die that I'm talking about this evening, more of a spiritual sense. Sure, we're all going to pass away, but there's some spiritual planning that all of us can do. There's some spiritual planning that every man and every woman that live should be making in this life while he or she's alive. I've always remembered the little article I read some years ago when this little girl asked her grandfather, what is time? Her grandfather looked at her and said, time is that which God has given you and I to make preparation for eternity. And that's true, isn't it? Time is what we have to use to be planning for eternity, to be planning to die. And thus the subject for this evening is simply planning to die. You know, it is true that we make plans for everything else, don't we? If you're going to take a trip this summer, a few months ahead of time, you're going to start planning. You're going to try to get, if you're going to have to fly away, you're going to try to get tickets early at somewhat of a discount. You're going to probably go online and check all the different areas you can to try to get you a hotel at a reasonable price. That's planning. But as we talk about planning to die, because as I said, we're all going to die one day. As we live this life, we can use this life as planning. It's not something to be dreading. If we make proper plans, all goes well. Isn't it great when you make proper planning for a vacation? And everything goes through and you have your tickets. You get to the airport and all goes well. You get to the hotel and everything's nice and you and your family spend time wherever you're going to go and just enjoy it. Not so well when you get to the airport and miss the plane. Not so well sit there and waiting for the next plane. Not so well you get to the hotel and the price you agreed upon paying is not that which they're asking you to pay. Not so well. But it's great when you make proper planning and all goes well. I remember watching the A-Team from the 70s. And most of y'all probably remember the A-Team with Mr. T and all those. And I remember when the leader would always say, I love it when a plan goes through. I guess we all enjoy when our planning comes together and it manifests and all comes together. Everything works out right. It is the same way with dying. Man, as he lives, he needs to be planning to die. I am convinced that this planning to die, it starts in proper planning when man first of all decides to become a Christian. To become a Christian is to become a child of God. Any person who dies without becoming a Christian, without becoming a child of God, has not made proper plans for dying. Planning to die. Each one of us in here that are Christians have started out on the right foot. We made that plan. We started planning. Not only are we planning to live the Christian life, we're also planning to die. We're making preparation towards dying. I am convinced that God, he wants every man and woman that lives to make that preparation. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says to our verse number 28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus gives an open invitation to every man and woman to come unto him, learn of him, follow him, obey his words. Become a member of his church. Become a Christian. And that's the beginning of planning to die. Each one of us that are Christians have started that planning. Planning to die. Preparing for death. Preparing for eternity. In Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Peter has these things to say in Acts chapter 10. Most of us probably remember Acts chapter 10 for Peter meeting and baptizing, for Peter meeting and being with Cornelius, and Cornelius obeying the gospel. In Acts chapter 10, start verse number 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Peter brings forth some things. He says, first of all, God shows no partiality. But every man who comes to him and works righteousness, God's willing to accept him. And that's what God wants every man, every woman to do, to fear him, respect him, to come to him and do righteousness. And he is accepted by him. In essence, God wants every man and woman to make some preparations for death. It all starts out by becoming a Christian. one of the most quotable verses in the world, I guess, would be John chapter 3, sorry, verse number 16. Most people know the verse. You see it on the walls. You see it over the on signs along the highway. We'll start at John chapter 3, start at verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. These scriptures express God's desire for man. That God did his part by sending his Son Jesus down the cross, and that man should believe upon him and trust in him, that he shall not be condemned. And not only that, that man should walk in the light. God's desire for man in planning to die was that he was to believe and trust in Jesus Christ and his teachings, and walk and follow those things. God made it possible that man could have eternal life by starting out by obeying the word, by following Jesus, by accepting the things in which he's taught, by becoming a Christian. How is it that I plan to die? Well, I make plans to die by simply stirring up, by becoming a Christian, by being obedient to the word of God. If I fail to do those things, I have not planned properly for dying. Then therefore I will stand before Jesus on the day of judgment. We're a horrible state. And 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 1. Let's start at verse number 9. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. You know, there Paul paints a good picture of the change that those and Thessalonica made, that they changed, they repented, they turned from worshiping idols to serving the living and true God. They became Christians. And then Paul goes on to say that now in verse number 10, they're waiting for Jesus to return. Paul there shows a group of people who have made proper, planning for dying while yet living. We too, if we have become Christians, we've started the beginning of our planning for dying. Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. I find this to be very encouraging. Verse number 13, it says, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor and their works follow them. What a blessing it is to die in the Lord. To die faithful as a Christian in the Lord. There is no blessings to die outside the Lord. It shows poor planning. It shows no concern for your soul. So the beginning of planning to die is becoming a Christian, being obedient to the gospel. We all know Acts chapter 17, sorry, verse number 10. The people in Berea, they heard the gospel, they received it, they searched the scriptures daily. What else were they doing? They were making plans, they were making preparation for dying. They became members of the Lord's church, they became Christians. The beginning of making plans to die for you and I, all of mankind, is to stop first of all and hear the word of God and become a Christian. Planning to die. Just as we make plans for our physical death by getting a will together, there's some other planning that goes along with that. As I said, we, you know, sometimes you go ahead and pick out the plot you want. Well, you know, with this right here, planning to die, there are some other plans that goes along with it. Not only do you plan by becoming a Christian, secondly, you plan by continuing in the faith. This morning, Robin did a great job, excellent lesson on the pattern, the faith, the doctrine, following that. So what I'm trying to say is that once one becomes a Christian, the other plan that he makes in planning to die is to continue in the faith. Why become a Christian and then give up? Makes no sense, does it? Just because I've heard, repented, believed, and I've been baptized, I got my ticket. Goes beyond that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Very encouraging verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So I verse 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And encouraging words from Paul to the church at Corinth to be steadfast, immovable, to be solid, to continue in living the Christian life. By doing so, while living, they'll be making plans to die. Planning to die. One way that we plan to die is that we continue in the faith that we have received. Everyone knows Revelation 2:10, church at Smyrna. Well, the writer says, be ye faithful until death. Be faithful until death. Look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1. In James chapter 1, start at verse number 12. Blessed is a man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. James says, blessed or happy is a man who endures temptation when he's been approved by God. He will receive the crown of life. I'm only going to get the approval of God as I endure through temptation by living and following and continuing in the faith. If I become a Christian and stop continuing in the faith, I'm not going to have the approval of God. Therefore, I failed to make proper planning to die. Planning to die. One of the ways in which one plans to die after he's has obeyed the gospel is that he continued that which he has received. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, throughout chapter 1 and chapter 2, Paul from time to time reminds those at Colossae of where they came from spiritually and where they're at now, and he warns them not to drift away into some false teaching. But then Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse number... Colossians chapter 1, start at verse 21. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Paul, he reminds them of where they came from and to where they're at now. And then he goes on, he says, now if you continue in the faith, by continuing in the faith, they would therefore be planning for dying. And you and I, the same thing for us. As we continue in the faith, continue to hold on, continue to be steadfast, continue to be rooted in the faith, therefore we are planning for dying. If we fail to do those things, we fail in our planning to die. 2 Timothy. Chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4. So at verse number 7. Another familiar passage. Paul says, I've fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Paul, he displays his life of one who obeyed the gospel and continued in it. It's come to the end of his life. He says he's fought the good fight. He finished the race. He's kept the faith. And those words should be encouraging to you and I. That we ought to fight the good fight. We ought to finish this race restarted. And above all, keep the faith. And by doing so, we are continuing in the faith. And we're making plans to die. Planning to die. As we live presently, we continue in the faith. Therefore, by doing so, we're planning for the future, which when we die. A failure to do so is improper planning. Thirdly and last, let's talk about planning to die. One of the ways in which we can be planning to die is to simply remember our lives are bare before God. I am convinced a lot of things that we say, a lot of things that we get involved in, a lot of sins that we do, if we would just stop for a moment and remember that our lives are simply bare before God. Even though Brother John or Brother Jack may not see me doing these things, that Brother John or Brother Jack may not hear the words that's coming out of my mouth or who I'm involved in. I need to stop and remember, as I live my life, I'm planning my life, I need to stop and remember that God sees it, that my life is bare before God. There's a passage in the book of Proverbs that calls your attention. Proverbs chapter 15. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 3. Behold, the eyes of the Lord in every place, seeing the good and the evil. So you're telling me that when I'm in New York on a vacation, or when I'm in Chicago living it up, God sees? Yes, he does. Then therefore, if I can remember that my life is bare before God, it can help me and encourage me and planning to die. Sometimes people simply forget those things, deceive themselves, and live any way they want to live. And by doing so, there's improper planning right there. Or no planning at all. Proverbs chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 5. And verse 21. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his path. What? My ways, your ways, are before God. He ponders, he observes all his path. So everything that I do, everything that I say, everywhere I go is bare before God. Maybe by remembering these things, it would help us in properly planning to die. By remembering that my life is bare before God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we're reminded of the same thing. We'll start at verse number 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Everything that we do or say, even the thing that we hold on to be secret, God knows, and he will bring them into judgment, that they are bare before God. By remembering this, this helps us in planning to die. Because one day, we're going to die. Either prepared or unprepared, that's up to you. And Job, in the book of Job, Job chapter 31, Job chapter 31, verse 4, Job asks a question. Job says, does he not see my ways? Can all my steps? Job understood very clearly that everything that he did, God saw them. Now flip over to chapter 34. Sorry, verse 21. For his eyes are on the ways of man, and he sees all his steps. There is no darkness nor shadows of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. Job understands that even in the darkness, man cannot hide his ways from God. That our ways before God are bare. It will help us. It will help me. I believe it helped you. It will help all of mankind to remember that our ways are before God. And by doing so, it can help us in planning to die. In preparing to die. Hosea chapter 7. When you read Hosea chapter 7, when you start verse number 1 and go down to verse number 2, seem as though God's people may they had forgotten that their works and their iniquities were before God's face, and God reminds them. May we not forget that our works always are before God. And by remembering that, it can be part of helping us in planning to die. Planning to die. As I said from the beginning, that we all shall die one day. It's a reality. Something you got to face. But we can do. We can face in the right state by making preparation while we're living. One can make the proper preparations by and planning to die by becoming a Christian, by continuing in that faith, and thirdly and last of all, be mindful that his or her life is always bare before God. A good passage to close on would be Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. In verse 14, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Beautiful passage. Isn't that our goal? Shouldn't that be man's goal? To keep God's commandments and enter into that glorious city. You're not going to enter in that city that God has prepared for us with improper planning. But with proper planning. And as I said from the beginning, one, he starts out by making proper planning by obeying the gospel. You haven't obeyed the gospel. You haven't been willing to hear the word of God. You haven't been willing to truly believe in it. You need to. And you need to confess. You need to repent of your sins, turn from those sins, and be willing to be baptized, to have your sins dealt with, to have your sins remitted, to have your sins washed away, coming out of the water, a new creature, starting out with proper planning in this life and for the life to come. And for dying. You may be here and there's sin in your life that you just haven't properly dealt with. You are encouraged as a Christian to properly deal with your sin by repenting of it. Turn away from them. One may be here this evening who just desire the prayers of the church. Please make it known this evening so we can pray for you. We're going to sing a song that goes along with the message, preparing to meet God. This evening might be our last evening for some of us, I don't know, to make proper planning. Let's do so as we sing the Imitation of Song.